This is Build a Better Business, and we are in our final month of Build a Better Business, and in January, we start from the top. So I am so excited when we start from the top again. The first thing that we talk about in Build a Better Business is our VPS, our value proposition statement. And the part, and again, I talk about balance a lot, and this is quite the balancing act, because when you first start on your value proposition statement, which is your 30-second commercial, it is your elevator speech, it's who you are and what you do for whom, until you go through the whole Build a Better Business, sometimes it's not clear. Sometimes you don't have clarity on exactly what you want that statement to be. And so now that we've gone through a whole year, and I know some of you have jumped in the middle, now we can go back and revisit that VPS. And I have realized, just for me, that my VPS, I want to make it more giving. I want to add that word somewhere in the VPS, in the value proposition statement. I want to add the word giving, and I haven't. So that's where you guys come in as this paid mastermind, is we all get to mastermind our VPSs for each other and help perfect those so that they say what we really want them to say. So that when you do go to any type of meetup, and even a family event, even if, you know, you're at Christmas dinner, at some point, and someone says, now, what is it that you do? That you can have a statement that speaks to who you truly are authentically without making them feel like you're trying to sell them something, because that's what we don't want to do. We never want folks to feel like you're trying to sell them something. And a perfect example is, let's say that your uncle is an insurance salesman. And Sherry says, try to make it 160 characters. Sherry, I've never counted mine. I'll have to go count mine and see. So anyhow, let's say that your uncle is an insurance salesperson and you're at Christmas dinner and you turn to your uncle and you say, now, what is it that you do? And he immediately launches into a sales pitch to try to sell you an annuity or a life insurance policy or whatever. You know, it's a little off-putting, and it makes you feel like, you know, how are you going to move away from him at, you know, during the social time, because you don't want to be sold, because that's not even where your mind is in a social environment like that. And so you want to be able to have a VPS that fits who you are authentically wherever you go. And again, as we go through the whole Build a Better Business series, you'll realize, oops, my volume's going in and out. Let me get a little closer to my computer, because I'm using my, is that better if I scoot up? Yes, better, I hope. Anyway, as we're going through the Build a Better Business series, I want everyone to realize that, sir, and again, this is straight from Carrie Oberbrunner, for those of you on the call that knows Carrie, is that serving is selling, and that your storytelling is your marketing, and serving is selling. And so that's why I want to add the giving part right into my VPS. Now, another thing that I learned with my VPS is my VPS is going to be my promise. And I had never thought of it like this before. And another business friend of mine said that they like to look at their VPS as their promise. What is their promise to society? What is their promise to this world? What is their promise to all of the folks that might decide to become their tribe or to follow them? What is their promise? And so that's where we're going to start in January. But today we're at the very end of the series, and it's all about public speaking. And again, I'm going to share my screen. So bear with me here. When we start with... I apologize. Every time I'm on a Zoom call, my computer is so slow. When we start with the whole series, we start off with what we want to do for whom, and then we go into how we're going to build that, which is why we call it Building a Better Business. And we talk about our story. We actually craft our story to make our story a really great story. And then we move on from there into how we can serve other folks with our story. And then we start to talk about all of our products and services. And from there, Bear with me till I get to the right screen here. And then from there, we start talking about our marketing. How are we going to market all of that? So it's who we are, what we do for whom, build out our story, decide how we're going to tell our story, how we're going to actually serve with our story. And then finally, at that point, how we're going to market all of that. And so that's why we're at the end. I'm just trying to get to my screen here so you can see it. All right, so here it is. These are the things that we're going to talk about. In January, this is our VPS. Then we're going to get into our storytelling as our marketing, and then our serving. And this just goes right down the row. And then how we're going to create a free opt-in offer, our first base, our second base, our third base, our home run, and then our website and our sales funnel. And then we switch. Then we go into marketing. Now, blogging, even though you can blog so that folks get to know, like, and trust who you are, it's a way of marketing your products and services, because now you're going to start blogging about these things up here that you have created. You're going to start blogging about those. And then from there, we're going to talk about podcasting. And again, you're going to talk about all those things that you created early on in the course. And then finally, public speaking. And the reason public speaking is so important, even if you don't get up on a big stage of, 10,000 people, that's okay. The reason public speaking is important is because you can reach a lot more folks in a setting than what you can one-on-one. So even if you're just speaking to, maybe there's 40 people in the room at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon, you're talking to 40 potential clients all at one time. And so that's what we want to talk about today, is the public speaking. And it's not going to let me get in there. Sorry. Let's see if it will let me here. I'm going to move over to what I call the back of the house. For those of you that are using a platform such as Teachable, I will just give you a little insight. This is where I am in the back of the house, going to my courses, and I've got all my courses lined up, and I'm going to scroll down to the Build a Better Business course, which is right here. And then my curriculum, whatever platform you're using, you'll get familiar with it. And once you get familiar with it, you'll be able to move around in it like I am. It's just slow because of the Zoom call being opened up. My computer goes a lot faster when I'm not on a Zoom call. And in my curriculum, I'm going to scroll all the way down to my public. I had it all set up before I started. And I think I accidentally clicked out of it. So here we go. And here's the public speaking. Now, how public speaking can help your marketing. That's the first thing we're going to talk about. So how public speaking can help your marketing. Many people have a fear of public speaking. How many? Yes. I have any fears out there? Yeah. Debbie says, yeah. Yep. As a business owner, you're probably faced with situations where you have no choice but to get involved with some sort of public speaking. You can conquer your fears, and your public speaking efforts can help your business's marketing campaign. Now, the secrets behind public speaking. Number one, proving your credibility. As a public speaker, you are in a position of having to establish your credibility with your audience members. The first thing that you would do in that situation is to say something to convince your audience members that you have the experience that would make them view you as a credible source and an expert in the area. This is where your storytelling comes in. Because remember, whenever you're speaking, you're going to be speaking about your products and services, but you don't want to stand up there and, for example, I don't want to say, I have a course on being fit as a fiddle, and then I have a course on, you don't want your speaking to sound like that. And so I would say, I remember when I was leaving my job and I knew that I needed to have better health, and I weave it into the story. And say, and you've heard me say this all the time, that your story is once upon a time. And for me, my health was bad because I was in nail tech and I was sitting behind the nail table for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And my shoulder hurt, my elbow hurt. The doctor was talking about all these surgeries. But then I discovered that I could have passive income. And once I turned it into passive income, I then realized that I didn't have to sit behind the nail table and I could work more on my health. And now I want to show you how to work more on your health. And so when you turn it into a story like that, on how you solved some issues, then that gives credibility to your listeners because they go, wow. And again, it goes back to what we were talking about before I started recording about where we sometimes we compare ourselves and folks can, like Lisa said, folks might say, well, if she can do it, I can do it. If she can get her health in check, I can get my health in check. And so that's how you prove your credibility. Now, reaching your audience members on an emotional level. Everyone in business and in life has a story to tell. Your story will elicit an emotional reaction of some sort. The stronger and more effective your story is, the more powerful your target audience will react to you. If they react to you in that manner, they will most likely eventually want to do business with you at some point. So as you're telling your story, it's a great idea to use a combination of words and graphic images. One of the main reasons why images work so well is that many people are visual and they react much more to images than they do to words. So with that said, I like to try to always have a PowerPoint. Now, that's not always possible because sometimes you're in a situation where you don't have the equipment to do a PowerPoint behind you. And, you know, and again, if I were telling my story about my health, it would be great to maybe show some pictures of me sitting behind the nail table and or pictures of just how busy I was doing that or what, you know, to show visually what that looked like and then what it looks like to finally make some solutions to those issues and now to be able to help other folks with those solutions. But if you don't have a way to have a visual, then you have to verbally paint the picture. And I know all of you know what I'm talking about. If you're an avid reader, how many times has a book actually stirred an emotion in you and you're just reading the words? There's no pictures to show you. You're just reading the words. And if you're a book lover like me and you read a lot, a good writer can paint the picture so that in your mind's eye, you can see exactly what the author was talking about. And so you have to reach your audience members on an emotional level by painting the picture with words if you do not have the opportunity to have a PowerPoint. And again, if your PowerPoint isn't very emotional, sometimes it can be rather distracting, more distracting than if you just used your words. So think on that as you're perfecting your stories. And again, it's all about your story. Public speaking is all about your story. You've heard me say this so many times that once you get your story, it's like an accordion. You can have this story in detail on how you got from point A to point B. But depending on your audience, you can either take sections of your story or you can shrink your story. I can tell my whole story in just a couple of sentences. You know, I was a single mom, working two jobs, minimum wage jobs, had a car that wouldn't run, and financially was struggling to get from payday to payday. But then I discovered a way to have passive income, and now I can help you find your freedom number and your passive income. So that's my whole story. However, for those of you that know me, you know that I can tell the story about my aha moment when I got into the salon industry and had that aha moment about passive income. You remember the story how I was getting my nails done and I asked this little 19-year-old nail tech, you know, how much money she made. And when she told me, I was shocked. And that was my aha moment that I needed to look at the salon industry for income. And so if I'm talking to a group of new salon students, that would be the part of the story that I would work on the most, that I would talk about the most, because that would connect with them emotionally. See, so I would spend most of my time at that place in my story. But then my aha moment in my story was when I discovered that the salon owners were collecting booth rent, because Central Ohio is a big booth rent area. And again, there's another whole story there on the different types of salons. But with the booth rent model of salon, these owners were collecting booth rent from their stylist and nail techs and paying their rent in a strip center, shopping center somewhere. And at the end of 30 years, they were going to have a shoebox full of rent receipts. And what I realized was that what if I bought my own commercial building and then collected the rent? And in 30 years, my staff could actually buy me a piece of real estate instead of me renting a storefront in a shopping center somewhere. And that was one of my aha moments. So if I was talking to a group of real estate investors, I might spend more of my story there on how I discovered that I could have passive income by letting other people buy me real estate. And for those of you that may or may not have heard my story, it worked so well for me that I did it 5 times. So by the time I retired with 5 commercial buildings because I did the first one and then leveraged it to do the second one, et cetera. And I ended up with 5 commercial buildings. And that's how I did it. Anyway, my point is that you can make, you know, using your logical side and making your presentation interesting to your audience, you can stop with your story that resonates with that group of people the most. And so now, fast forward, I have decided now that I have some passive income under my belt, and now I want to do coaching and mentoring and help other folks do the same thing. And I've discovered that I have a lot of coaches and mentors and other business owners that are gravitating toward me. And so now this is where I want to spend most of my time telling my story, is how I built my business into coaching and mentoring and doing courses online. And so you can see where, depending on your audience, is where you're going to stay in your story. Now, if you're going to do an in-person and even online, you'll notice that I'm moving around a little bit. I'm using my hands. I'm not just, you know, in one place, monotone, telling my story. I'm actually moving around even on a Zoom call like this. And so don't just stand in one place. So as challenging as it might be, if possible, use visual aids when you're delivering your presentation. And if you use them effectively, they have the potential to make your presentation not only good, but outstanding. They can captivate and motivate your audience members. Although it seems like such an obvious thing to do, you may be surprised to know that not everyone uses visual aids in their presentations. They really can make a tremendous difference. So move around and use anything visual that you can use. Now, make sure that you rehearse a little bit. Practice really does make perfect. Again, once you craft your story, which is going to be a whole month that we spend on that once we start from the top, we're going to spend a whole month on crafting our story and parts and pieces of our story. And once you do that, you'll get rehearsed. I encourage all of you to please jump on Clubhouse. It is such a great place to get rehearsed because no matter what topic someone is talking about, you can take a piece of your story and present on Clubhouse, and you can practice your public speaking. And so that's some of the things that I want to talk about today, is all the different ways that you can perfect your public speaking. And so anyway, let me move on over here. I just want to hit on this a little bit because this is our last month. There are 5 ways to build public speaking into your marketing plan. Number one, you can identify relevant conferences in advance. So once you have your story and once you're practiced and once you feel comfortable, whether it's in person or behind the camera on a Zoom call, now you can start looking up conferences that you can be a part of. I have been a part, and Ruth will tell you too, I've been a part in several online summits on Clubhouse, and those are so easy to be a part of. And again, it's a great place to practice and, you know, to get your message out there, which again, in January, we're going to talk about your value proposition statement. That's your message. That's your promise. You're going to promise your viewers. And so find those conferences that you can tap into. Now, you can keep track on a database. I use my Google Calendar for everything. That's the brains. And I laugh all the time. I go, this is me without a brain. And my phone with my Google Calendar is me with a brain. And so I use my Google Calendar for everything. And it has a to-do list on there. I can make as many calendars as I want. And I keep track of conferences and summits and things that I want to participate in. Now, I know Sherry's got a whole other platform that she's keeping track of her things on, and that's good too. It's whatever works for you is the point. It's whatever works for you. And so find out when the deadlines are. Find out when you have to make a submission if you want to be on a summit or a particular conference. Keep that contact information there. Find out the URL and a bit of background about the conference. And then identify the best speakers in your lane. Once you know what lane you're in, and we're going to help you with that in the Build a Better Business, then start identifying some other speakers that are in your lane and finding out how you can serve them. And the reason is that once you determine how you can serve them, they will promote you, and it allows you to borrow their platform. So if you don't have your own platform yet, you can borrow their platform just by serving them. Mm-hmm. And a good point, and again, Ruth will know this. Oh, Debbie, I can hear you, sweetie. And a good point to my conversation right now, and Ruth will know this, is that I chose Wendy as a person that I wanted to support. And I wanted to show up for Wendy whenever I could. And so whenever Wendy gets the chance, she promotes me and allows me to borrow her platform. And Ruth is finding some of that to be true. She's kind of giving some kudos to Ruth whenever Ruth's on the call with Wendy. And so again, I encourage you to identify some of those speakers that have the same heartfelt business model that you have, and support them and serve them. Then you can customize your speaker submissions. Some conferences want a detailed speaker submission. Others merely require kind of an abstract. And so sometimes you'll have to customize what you do to fit their form, but oftentimes they just want a speaker's one sheet. And I'm going to show you what that looks like. But then maximize your opportunities. So once you identify some of those top speakers, come in line with them and build those relationships. Because once you start building those relationships, you're going to start getting more and more and more opportunity. So from there, I want to talk about that one sheet. So not only do you have to sometimes make your one sheet fit their form, but oftentimes they just want to know, well, what do you speak about and what do you charge and all of that. And it's called a speaker's one sheet. And this is how to create one. So a speaker's one sheet would answer these questions. And I'm going to show you what one looks like. It's, how would you describe your area of expertise? Whom do you work with and give presentations to? What are the benefits of hiring you? For the leaders of your organization, for the participants in the ranks, for organizational progress. What have you done that makes you an expert? Which groups have you worked with before? What did participants think of your contribution? How can you be reached for more information? Well, here's what you need to put on your one sheet. These are the elements. You have to have a headshot, your name and tagline, and we'll get into how to do all of that. A little bit about your bio, 75 to 100 words of your bio, your speaking topics, and then here's just some examples. But then we're going to go through your client list, who has hired you in the past, some testimonials of folks that have hired you, publications that you may have gotten published in, even if somebody's just published a quote from you, your contact information, but make sure that your one sheet shows your personality. And here is a sample of a one sheet. This is Kathy Gruber. She's a PhD, LMT, and you can see where all of that is on just this one sheet. I'll scroll down so you can see it, and then I'll scroll back up. You can see where it's all together on just one piece of paper. So you want to make a way in your website somewhere where folks can just click on your one sheet and print it off. And you'll notice that she's got a little bit, and this is just kind of a personal preference, you'll notice she's got a little bit of background color under her author of and her topics included. The rest has a white background. The reason I like that, and I don't know about you, but have you ever wanted to download something and it's got so much color in it that it totally crashes your ink cartridge on your printer? And even if you make it monochrome or black and white, if there's a lot of color back there, it still uses up a lot of your ink cartridge to print it out. And so I like to go with less color on something that someone is going to download and print so that it doesn't trash their ink cartridge when they print it out. Because oftentimes they just want the information. You want it to look pretty when they see it on your website, but you don't want it to be frustrating for them when they go to print it. So anyhow, so that's a sample of a one sheet. And so you want to have that somewhere on your website in your speaker area category. So with that, I'm going to stop sharing. And do you have any questions at this point? Anybody afraid to be a speaker? Or I think all of us here are pretty good. I've heard Debbie, I've heard Ruth, I've heard Sherry. So I think everyone here is pretty good. Anybody scared to death to do that? Nope. Debbie says she's good. Yeah. Good being a speaker.
I used to be.
And so why do you say used to be? What are you thinking, Sherry?
When I was a kid in school, you couldn't get me to say a word. I was terrified to open my mouth to even ask a teacher a question.
Well, and I was
so much so that I had an accident in the classroom.
Which is then even more embarrassing and makes you feel even less like you want to get out in front. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to try to lean over and hide behind the student in front of me when the teacher was looking around to see the aunt. I would try to hide. I tried to line myself up with whoever was in front of me. So like I was pretending like she couldn't see me somehow, you know, like if I just hide right here, she won't call on me. And that didn't work, of course. So anyway, any thoughts on that as far as speaking now? Does everybody feel that they have their story pretty well intact and they can speak, pull something out of that story? Toastmasters has helped me a lot because they have what's called table topics, and they throw a topic out there and I have to dig down into my story rather quickly and see if I've got any story piece of my story that I could talk to that particular topic. I mean, it could be something like, what's your favorite pie at Thanksgiving? Could be a table topic. Well, okay, where in my story can I pull that out? And so right away, you're thinking back over your experience growing up or whatever, and where, you know, how can you pull out something that you can talk for 2 minutes on that? And so that's helped me some. But I want to share right now, Clubhouse is a perfect place to practice that type of speaking, because you never know what the topic is going to be in some of those rooms. And always try to, you know, to raise your hand and go on stage. And even if you just have a sentence or two, it will start to help you overcome several things. Number one is just the sound of your own voice. It'll help you overcome that. Because when I first started teaching online, I hated to see myself and to hear myself. And I was thinking, oh, I'm terrible at this. And just practice. And it's a great place to practice. So any comments about that? Ruth, go ahead.
Just listening to you today, I can usually talk on something, but I don't always pull out my story. Does that make sense?
It does. Like if somebody asked me my favorite pie, I'm thinking, well, where would that go in with my, you know, my story of being a single mom? And, you know, how do I tie that into my products and services? But I don't know if you've noticed, Ruth, but even on Clubhouse, have you noticed when it's my turn to talk that I try at some point in my phraseology, I try to say, when I'm talking with my clients or with my tribe,
right?
Do you notice how I try? But I don't dwell on that. I don't make it sound like I'm trying to sell everybody on the call, but I make everyone aware that I have a tribe and that I have clients. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm weaving the topic back to my products and services. Because if somebody if it resonates, if what I'm saying resonates with someone, they might then decide to take that extra step, click on my profile, find out what it is that I teach and how to connect with me. So that's a way of weaving what you're doing into whatever your answer is.
So you just said that you weave in about your tribe and what else?
And that I have clients.
Oh, so okay.
Just the fact that when, you know, whatever the topic is, I might say, well, when I talk to my clients, I always try to have my clients do XYZ, or I always I always tell my tribe to do ABC. And what happens when I do that, it lets all the listeners know that I have clients and that I have a tribe, and it instills in them to maybe click on my profile if what I'm saying resonates with them. You know, that whole go, you know, get to know, like, and trust factor. If they go, wow, I always like what Kathy has to say. Who is she and what does she do anyway? And that'll prompt them to click on my profile on Clubhouse. And I've picked up two or three clients just from Clubhouse for that reason.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks.
And it's a nice subtle way to weave that into my story. See, I'm kind of interjecting my story into my answer that I have this online business and I have clients and I have a tribe. Any other thoughts?
My mission this year with my blog is to, like, do the interweaving of the story and interweave it with some kind of product. Uh-huh. But guess what I found out? I found out that you can take your blog post, you take the link from your blog post, you go over to Medium, and it'll cross-post your blog post. Little tidbit for you.
Cross-post it where?
On Medium.com. I cross-posted a blog post today.
Okay.
The night I find out Santa wasn't real.
You had mentioned you were writing that one, yes.
Yes.
So... It's up, and it's live on both my website and on Medium. Here's the chat. I think that was the last thing. Here's the blog post. So tomorrow my email goes out to my tribe that links to my blog post, reminds them that I have a webinar coming up, reminds them I have a workshop coming up. It has been such a challenge to get to this point. It's been such a challenge to get to this point. I'm just like, so I love that you're saying that. And yes, tabletops was an amazing improv tool. Some of the other improv tools that I, have learned about, and it's not just from Mike Domney, if anybody was, for those of you who are at conference, but my son does improv as well. But Yes And is one of the ones that he likes to use a lot. And he said the way that his instructor taught him how that to do that is try no but. So try to continue a story with no but versus yes and. And really, like, try it. So Christmas is coming. You're going to be with your family. Instead of no, but, and then, like, the conversation goes, try yes, and blah, 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 and see how much longer the conversation goes. So here's that little tidbit of improv trial going back to the table topics, trying this next couple days, because we're going to be with family over the next couple weeks.
To practice, and your family doesn't know you're practicing on them.
exactly. Yes, and practice on your family. I'm planning to. We're going to see how it works.
Sherry, what was the other one?
So yes, and is the way it works.
Right.
But when Michael was being educated and taught the yes and technique, they did no but.
Oh.
And what happens with no but is it discounts what the other person says and says that your way is the only way. Where if you use it, yes, and, you're linking theirs to yours and expanding.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes, Sherry, and I definitely agree with you.
No, but, no.
No, but, yes, yeah. And I agree with you. I can see very clearly how that's very helpful.
You should put a little sign right above your computer screen so it will remind you.
To say yes, and. I love that. I love that. That'll be great on a Clubhouse call. When someone talks for a while, you can say yes, and also, and then you could put your opinion out there, and Sherry, you are correct. It does not take away from their opinion. It just adds to. I love that.
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of work on trying to do engagement and stuff, and improv is definitely one of those techniques that helps. So I've been doing a little bit of reading on improv stuff. I have not read Mike's book yet, but it's on my, it's in the works.
I got it at conference because I, of all the talks, he was one of my favorites, actually.
Yes, he's very good. Actually, I have it, but it has Michael's name in it. So I want to make sure Michael gets, he's probably hearing me give away his Christmas present, but I want to give it to him and then take the opportunity to page through it.
I get it.
I don't want to break the binding ahead of time.
Sherry, who is that guy?
Sherry, can you put that in the chat? Who that guy is?
Mike Domney from Igniting Souls.
What was the name of the book?
Did I spell it right? Mike? No. Mike.
We'll get Sherry to add it there.
Yeah, I can't remember how to spell Mike's last name. Domney. I think that's it, right?
It's an odd spelling.
That looks like it.
I think that's right.
And that's supposed to be thrown. It's not telling me I'm spelling it right, but it won't let me correct it. It's Thrown Off Script is the name of his book.
Okay, we'll check that out. I'll look up a link. And so when I post this in the Mastermind membership site area, I'll have the actual link for his book. Because I keep the chat when I upload everything. Sherry, I want to know, can you share your screen? I gave you permission there. And show us what Medium is.
Oh, sure. There we go. There's the connect button. Let's get you guys over here though. And then over here. So Medium, my Medium looks like this because I'm there. So let's try to get to the home. So I don't have many people following me. I know that Jeff Goines follows me. And I'm not quite exactly sure why, except I had been in there with nothing to show for it. I've had a Medium account for a while, but I've never posted anything before.
Now, so, is there a fee?
It's free to join up. Upgrade monthly is $5 a month and annual is $50 a year. To link to any of your social media, you have to upgrade.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you put in a search topic. So probably might not come up because it may or may not. Well, there we go. So at this point, I'm sorry that I have a thing on my computer that makes pictures bigger. So if putting in freestyle living, these are the stories that have come out recently about it. This one's a 1 minute read. So it's nice because it tells you how long it takes to read it. Okay. So if we just page down, there's four articles on Medium about freestyle living. And then over here are the tags that go along with it. Let's see, Ruth, what's your topic? I can't remember. You're muted though. Homesteading is Debbie's. So it's a place that you can also get articles to share. Look at all that. Oh my gosh, it keeps going. Okay, Ruth, what's yours?
Look in relationships.
That one will be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
So if what you do is, goodness gracious, I'm not even at the bottom of the page yet. Keep going. There we go.
That's okay.
No, it's going to keep going. Can you see that? It keeps jumping and getting bigger. I'm not going to keep going. But under my profile, it says stories. So I go to stories and then I want to import a story. I just put the link from my website and then hit import.
Ah, that's easy.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the one I imported this morning, it took my feature image that was on my post, put it there. And it gives you the first couple lines of that, and it's a 3-minute read. So it automatically calculates how long it's going to take to read it. And that's where I came up with the 160 characters. My bio had to be 160 characters or less.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. And so that way, if you're putting it out on a speaker one sheet or something, and they want to post it, you're thinking that if you keep it under 160 or less, that it'll be easier for your readers to be able to repost it.
Well, that was that. I have a 50 word and 150 word also, depending on what the provider is. Some of them need to know that I have the master's degree and stuff like that, especially with the clientele that I work with. If I don't say anything about the master's degree, they don't want to hire me. But something like this, I don't have to put it there. I just say I'm a consultant, you know?
Okay.
And then I don't know. You can comment on here and somehow it does have a link to go, but you can share it. And there's also some kind of a link that will take you back to the original post. Like, I think it's once you're inside.
Okay.
So once you're inside, it says original, whoops. Uh-oh, I'm getting a phone call. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Hold on.
Anyway, this is a great place.
I'll be right back.
This is a great place.
So, yeah. And I knew about it and I just realized it. So
now this is a great thing in your speaker sheet. When you want to show where you're published, if you are blogging, you can actually use your blog post to show you're published. Now, Ruth, you actually have a book and Sherry, you have a book, but for those of us that do not have a published book, we can say that we're published on medium.com if we put our blog post over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can find you both on your website and then here. And then the point of this is it's much easier for people to share it. And if I had the upgraded thing, it would link to my other social media and then they can just share it there. Right now, because it's not highlighted, they can't do that because I haven't paid the fee. I just am testing it for a little while before I go and to that. But here you can now import subscribers into your email list. So if anybody subscribes here, I can pull them right into my email list.
Very nice.
Okay. One question. Now in order to, okay, you said the free version and then, In order to do over the other social medias, you had to upgrade, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is it free to just put your blogs there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You could actually write your entire blog out from there too and not have it on a website.
Jeez. Okay.
I like it.
That's interesting.
Great mm-hmm. tools. And that's why we're all coming together. This is perfect. We all can learn and elevate our businesses. Perfect.
Did I know last week that I was quoted again in US News when we were on?
No.
Yes. Number two, quoted again in US News and World Report.
And Cindy, you can put that on your speaker one sheet.
Yes. Yep.
Can you share where I see it?
Can I share the link? That's a very good question. I can on my phone because I have it on my phone.
Share it on your phone.
It is What is Dysgraphia by Heidi Borst. It is share. So, What is Dysgraphia by Heidi Borst? And then she quotes me a couple different times, and she's also talking about American Psychiatric Association. Who else? Steven Glicksman, she talks about. And then Here I Am Again. Individuals with Disabilities Act. She talks a little bit about that. I'm just trying to pull out the people that she so between this Glicksman and myself, she goes back and forth between us.
Very nice.
I don't know who that is, but I have to get to know them.
See, now, again, like I said, that can go on your one sheet. When people are looking to hire you, they can see where you've been published. They can see where you've been quoted. I love it.
So I'm going to have to get off of here because both my husband and my son are like trying to get my attention. So thank you very much for those tidbits today, Kathy. It was great to see both you and Debbie also. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And have a great couple weeks.
Yes. And I think with that, I think we are going to go. Is there any questions from Debbie or Ruth? Do you have any questions or comments before we go?
No.
All right.
I love it.
Perfect. Hey. I can't wait. I am so excited to get started in January and start from the top of this whole Build a Better Business site, because I'm right in there with you gals, and I'm going to revamp my VPS and go from there. So I love it.
I'm looking forward to it, Kathy.
Yes. Perfect. Well, thank you for coming on today, and we will see you. Have a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year, and we'll see you later.
Bye. One question, Kathy.
Sure.
Are we meeting next Monday, the 20, whatever that is, 27?
I can tell you.
I looked at the schedule and I totally
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are, yes. We are.
Okay. Now, one question.
Sure.
Where can I go and see the recordings of the Fit as a Fiddle? Because I'm doing that next Monday.
Yes. Yes, Monday night. Go to the Kathy Bitter International Academy.
Okay.
And I'll just show you here because I think I still have my screen up. Go to the Kathy Bitter International Academy and go to, let's see if it'll let me. Everything, my platform is the Academy. So I house everything there. And okay. So once you get, and it takes a minute to load, I'll show you what that looks like. Because the Fit as a Fiddle Plus, the one that you're going to be speaking at, is right at the top. It's you can see here, it's trying to load.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in a questionable, like, okay, what do I talk about? You know what I mean?
I am thinking it's all about health and wellness. And so I would think use the part of your story, like we talked about here today. And here's the URL. It's kathybennerinternationalacademy.teachable.com. And then when you scroll down, it's the very first under courses. And it's this free right here. And you might have to, I think you're already registered for Teachable. So I think it'll let you in because it's just a free section. And this is where the free meetup and the replays are. But you're going to talk about, I would think about the Melaleuca and weave it into your story. And again, I'll just use the formula, the framework of once upon a time, this is what was going on with you, but then you discovered Melaleuca and these are all the great things it does. And now you can then spend time, you know, in your story talking about your position with the company and what you're doing and how you can help others either build a business of their own or just buy products to get healthy, you know, to go green. Okay. And then don't forget before you sign off to mention that you also do the homesteading and, you know, you can advertise all your stuff before you sign off. But it's all about health and wellness. And so I would focus on the things in Melaleuca that makes you healthier and going more green. And it can be anything from the vitamins to the organic, you know, cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
It can be all of it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I would weave it into a story on this is what you discovered in your life. I would weave it into your story so that folks didn't feel like you were trying to sell them. You want folks to feel like you're just bringing information and value on how they can be healthier.
Okay. And using examples or actually testimony or personal stories is.
Yeah, I would just use personal stories.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to I've been putting ideas and talking it out, but I needed to kind of see this.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, then we will see you next Monday. Have a great Christmas. And when do you come back?
We're flying home on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be back home for Christmas.
Good. Well, that's going to be a heck of a day to travel.
I know. It's the 23rd. So it's not like Christmas Eve. It's the 23rd. But then I'll be home for the weekend for the kids.
Great. Great. Well, Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you soon.
Perfect. Safe travels. Yes. Thank you so much. See you later.
Okay. Bye. Bye.